We are picking up in the middle of the Mishnah on Daf Pei Amud Aleph. A few lines down. The Mishnah says, Shina, Shmoi, Ushma. Okay, the Mishnah here is discussing cases where, unfortunately, something went wrong with the get. So we had all the cases on Ayin Tes Amud Beis where you wrote the wrong Malchus. Now the Mishnah talks about a different mistake in the get, where you changed his name or her name. Shem Iro, V'shem Iro. His city or her city. Okay? In those cases, and Tosis points out in the top Tosis, and the first one try to figure out exactly what's bothering Tosis, but Tosis says even if you didn't make the full change of the name, but you're talking about a name, he references the Gemara earlier, that if you had a name, a city that had two names, and you didn't write both of them, it's also going to be a problem. So you did any change in the names. Also, we have the same set of rules apply. She has to get divorced from both husbands and all the dinim we mentioned earlier in the Mishnah about no ksuba and the mamzer v'chule, that all applies. The next Tosafot over here, interesting, points out v'shem ira v'shem ira. Tosafot lets us know that the din of his city and her city means the current city where they're living. It doesn't mean where they're from. Because even though that there was a mitig to write in the Gittin the place where they were born, but that's not what we're talking about over here. The one that's ma'akev is the city in which they're currently living at the time of the get. Okay, next case of the mission. Kol arayis sha'amru tzarosein mutaros halcha tzaros ha'elu v'nisu v'nimtzu elu ailonis teitz mizeh mizeh chaladorcha ma'elu ba. Literally translated as, all of the arayis that are mentioned, which is mentioned in the first mission of Maseches Yevamos, that all those arayis that are mentioned for the din, that tzaroseyan amutaros, that they allow, the lashon of mishnah, that they're poter tzaroseyan, that their tzaroseyan are mutaros to marry out, and they don't have to yibun. If those tzaros went ahead and got married, like that was the din that they were allowed to, they went and they got married to somebody else, and it turns out that the erva was an islandess. Islandess is a woman that can't have children. So the lach is teitzim zev, mezev chaladorcham eluba. Okay, that might have sounded a little bit Chinese, so we'll just explain a little bit more in detail the din of the Mishnah in Yevamos. So the Mishnah tells us that we know there's something called Yibum. Ruvain, if Ruvain dies and he was married, his without any children, his brother Shimon has to do what's called Mrs. Yibum, right? He has to be Miyabim, one of Ruvain's wives. If Ruvain had five wives, Yibum or Chalitza is performed only one of them, and then the other women can marry out to whoever they want. So the case over here being discussed is where Reuven was married to multiple wives. One of his wives, we'll call her Rachel, okay, is the daughter, I'm giving an example of this case, it was the daughter, let's say, of Shimon. Okay, so Reuven is married to Rachel and to Barbara. Rachel and to Barbara. Barbara's Tom, another lady that he's married to. Rachel happens to be Shimon's daughter. So now Reuven dies. There's a mitzvah Yibum for Shimon to do on Reuven's wives. But Shimon obviously cannot do Yibum with his own daughter, right? One of Reuven's wives happens to be Shimon's own daughter. So that's called an erva. She's an erva. And an erva herself is clearly pater from Yibum. And she's pater from Yibum and Chalitza. There's no mitzvah at all. And she just goes, if her husband dies, she just goes and gets married to the Shuk. The chiddush of the Mishnah is, they're potos tzarosein. So not only is Rachel herself not chayv in Yibum and Chalitza, being that the Yavam is her father, but she also paters any other wives, any co-wives. They're called tzaros. So this lady Barbara, who's not related at all to Shimon, is also now exempt from Yibum and Chalitza, and she can now go ahead without any Yibum and Chalitza and marry Bob on the street. Just like that, and that's exactly exists. What happened. What?
Just the fact that she exists as a daughter of Shimon.
The fact that Rachel was also married to the other co-wives. Rachel?
Yeah, but yeah. Let's say there were five of them. Just the fact that one of them happens to be the daughter covers everyone, even though he could have just done Yibum with somebody else.
Correct. That's the of Tzara Sa'er. Okay, so now, the Mishnah says that's exactly what happened. Kol Rashi Amar Tzarosein Mutaros. This is the case which you explained. The Tzaros and Mutaros. So what happened? Halchu Atzaros Eilu. These Tzaros, meaning Barbara, went Vinisu, and she got married to Bob. And then the Nimtzu Eilu Ailonos. Then these, namely, what is the these means the erva itself. So Rachel turns out that Rachel was an Ailonos. So if Rachel was an Ailonos, says Rashi, it turns out that really she was never married to Reuven. That was a Kiddushei Tos. She was never really married to Reuven. She was never really married to Reuven. So it comes out that Reuven is married only to Barbara, and Barbara absolutely was chayev to do yibum with Shimon because she's not related to Shimon. She only got off the hook because she was tzara sa'er, but she was the tzara of Rachel. But Rachel is now out of the picture because she turns out that she was never married to begin with. So in that case, the Mishnah says teitzim mizeh umizeh v'chol atrechem ha'elu ba. Hopefully you guys all noticed, because this is a Gemara Rashi Taisus Marsha Bitva Kivei Gashir. But the Rashi in one small Rashi makes note of the fact that this is whose shita? Excellent. This is shita Rabbi Akiva. Okay, because we might be thinking it's a little bit of an extreme, seems like an extreme thing. Mamzer and Bechule. This happens with going like Shita Zerikiva, says Rashi, the Ramasa Bechol Adrocham Elupa. Shita Zerikiva in Yavamas, but it's a famous Shita Zerikiva, comes up all throughout Chas, is that there's Yesh Mamzer Mechayav Elavin. Okay, now, to say it just briefly, there's a three of Machlokes Tanoim. What creates a Mamzer? Okay, we are of the opinion, we Paskin, that a Mamzer comes from Chayav Krisus. So any time the union would be a union of chiyuv iser kares, let's say a guy marrying his sister, for example, right? The child from that marriage, not really marriage, would be a mamzer. Anytime there's an iser kares, the child is a mamzer. Also, by the way, that means there's no tfisas kiddushin. Usually those things go together. Whatever creates a mamzer also makes it that there's no tfisas, there's no marriage. So like a person can't marry a sister. So if he had a union with his sister, right, so there's no tfisas kiddushin, they're not married, and the child is a mamzer. Rabbi Kiva's shita is the shita that all chayve lavin create a mamzer. Anytime the Torah says not to marry this person, even if it's just a lav, there's no karis at all, that creates a mamzer. Like a case of what? Exactly. It's actually machlekes and kiddushin exactly if it applies to all lavin. There might be some cases of kohanim and a kohen gadol that doesn't apply to, but a general rule, chayve lavin would be create a mamzer. Okay? So anyway, this very stringent shita of the Mishnah is reflecting shitas Rabbi Akiva. Okay, Vayter. Next case. A very similar case, just from a different angle. Hakone says, Yavim tov aholcha tsarasa v'nisa yisla acher v'nim tseizusha yisla ailanis teitzim zeh mizeh v'chol dorach ma'iloba. Here, this case wasn't any ervas. It was a regular, straight-up case. You had Reuven was married to two women, to Rachel and to Barbara. Okay? And Shimon decided to do Yibum on one of them. So he did Yibum on Rachel. Right? We did it, like we said before, the din is the other only does Yibum on one of the wives, and the other one gets off the hook. So Shimon does Yibum with Rachel, everything's great. Barbara, in the meantime, goes and gets married. And then it turns out that Rachel was an islandess. So it turns out the whole Yibum that Shimon did was no Yibum. Right? There's nothing wrong. Shimon can marry an islandess, or if he knows about it. Worst comes to worst, that Kiddush won't be Tovis anyway. There's nothing wrong with what happened to Shimon and Rachel, but the problem is, now that Rachel was an islandess, it turns out she was never married to Reuven. She was never married to Reuven. So now it turns out that Reuven's other wife, or in this case now the only wife, Barbara, just went and got married to the Shuk. It's called marrying to the Shuk without any Yibum Rachelitza. So we have the same problem again, that Teitz Muzei Mezeh, she has to get divorced from both husbands. All these now... Yeah, now by the way, here it's not both husbands, as Rashi points out, right? Mizeh or Mizeh. In this case, Barbara would have to get divorced from Bob, and she wouldn't be allowed to stay with the Yama. Okay, next case. Kosav Sofer Get Le'ish V'Shoyver Le'isha. Rashi points out, it's the Afka case where he was writing both, as we'll see in a minute. Okay, so he had one Sofer who decided to write a Get for an Ish. Why? Because the Get is what the Ish needs to give to his wife. And he also writes a Shoyver to an Isha. A Shoyver is the receipt that he writes to the woman that she needs to have, so that when she receives her ksuba, she'll give the receipt to the husband. And then there was a mistake. V'tav and asan get le'ish. He gave the get to the woman, v'shoyver le'ish, and he gave the shoyver to the ish. So then it turns out, v'nasnu zeh le'zeh. So the woman, instead of giving over the shoyver to her husband when she got the ksuba, she ended up giving over the get to him. And him, instead of giving her the get, ended up giving her the shoyver. So it turns out that this woman never received the get from her husband. The get went from her hand to her husband's hand. It didn't go from the husband to her. So that was what happened. And ulachar's man. And then after a while, they realized, oyvei, arei get yoytze miyada ish, v'shavre miyada isha. They look and say, hey, the husband's holding on to the get, and the woman's holding on to the shavre. That means what the husband gave to the wife was not the get. Because if that's what he gave, she would have the get. So the fact that the husband is holding on to the get now, after the woman already gave some document to the husband, means that she erroneously gave him the get, he gave her the shaver, and now we're all messed up. So the same din teitz mizeh mizeh v'chadach ma'iluba. Okay? Rabbi Elazar, some girsos have Rabbi Eliezer, as we like to mention all the time, Rabbi Elazar is a Tana, many different Rabbi Elazars, but you have Rabbi Elazar the Tana, Stam Rabbi Elazar the Tana, and you also have Rabbi Elazar the Amayra. Rabbi Eliezer is I think always the Tanakh extends, except that I was pointing out, Rabbi Label claims that there is an Amora Rabbi Eliezer. I've been looking for him for a long time. I guess I could just search it on the computer. But usually Rabbi Eliezer is a Tana. I don't think he ever comes up as an Amora. Rabbi Label says he does. Ayin Shah. Okay, but anyway, Rabbi Eliezer, Oimer, Im La'alter, Yotza, Ein Zeget. If this whole mistake was discovered right away, so then I agree, says Rabbi Eliezer, that there's no get. But im la'achar zman, but if this happens much later, la'achar zman yotza, so then it turns out that they see, oh, everything's messed up, hareiz they get, there we say they get ischal, because lo kol menu min arishon la'apiz chuzl shel sheni. We say that a person doesn't have, let's take a look at Rashi, lo kol menu ena kol kidvar of la'amino, we don't give him so much power, la'apiz chuzl shel sheni shenasa, darabin kanunyu b'neyam v'echlifu ashtaris la'achar shenisis. Okay, we're going to see later in the Gemara exactly what happened, but they were afraid that if it happens later on, that there's some funny business going on over here. Maybe the first husband is trying to mess her up from the second husband and trying to do a shtick. So, therefore, we don't allow that. Yeah.
Would the same get work? Let's say it's ain't no get. They could just get it back and then he gives it.
Yeah, the get is fine. Just the damage is done here. That's the problem. Here's the damage. It's also not going to help because we say teitz mizeh mizeh. She needs a get.
I'm saying if it was Baalter. Baalter, it says get.
Right. Yeah, Baalter, you could...
I'm saying if it's Eno get, then I could just give it to her.
Yeah, again, yeah. Okay, so we'll explain the Gemara, because there's something called the Knunya, where there was a deal going on between the two of them. We'll see exactly what the conspiracy was. But one is, later on, we're afraid that if it happened later on, then really things were done properly. But later on, they did a shtick and they switched it. Okay, so... Therefore, says Rabbi Eliezer, we don't believe this. If it happened right away, then that's exactly what happened. Later on, we're not going to believe it. Okay, that's the end of the Mishnah, says the Gemara. My Malchus Sheino Genis. We said the first example given in the Mishnah 9 Testament Beis was that you write, instead of writing the current Malchus which you're in, you write for a Malchus which is Eino Genis. Literally means an improper Malchus. So we mentioned over there from Rashi that it's Rome. So why is it called, what is this Malchus Sheino Genis? The Gemara says, it's Malchus HaRomim. Rashi was calling this Gemara. So, by my call them Malchus Sheino Genis. So, why don't you just call them Rome? Why are you calling them Malchus Sheino Genis? You shouldn't ain lem loksav velo loshon. Because they don't have their own language, they don't have their writing, and they don't have their own language. In other words, everything that they have is basically stolen from a different ummah. As Rashi says, El Mishal Umma Acheres, they took it from an ummah Acheres. And they bring down here on the side, which I think the other Rishonim bring this as well. That's what the pasuk says in Ovadia, the bozui ata ma'od. You're a very degraded nation because you don't even have your own language. You don't even have your own way of talking or writing. Okay, Amar ula mipnei matakinu malchus begitin. Why bechlal were they masakin malchus begitin? Why is it that you have to write the malchus that you're living in? Right, again, we're talking here about dating. The shtar. How did they date the shtar? Based on the malchus living. So this is the 15th year of the reign of Louis the 14th, right? So that's why is that? Why do we have to talk about specifically the malchus which you're in? So the Gemara answers: Mishum shalom malchus. Because of shalom malchus, in us, we don't want the malchus to get upset. Rashi says, "Shehei lanu shalom imoy." We want to shalom with the malchus that we're living in. Sheyom chashuvim anu beinem shekozim shorosem mishmenu. That we want them to think. We want them to realize that we are being machshav them. They say, "Oh, the Jews are machshav us." That in their shtaros, they write about our malchus. So the Gemara asked the obvious question: Mishum shalom malchus teitzig avad mamzer. So it's a very nice. I understand it's a nice thing. Shalom malchus is a good thing to write. Ad kedei kach, we're going to be mechaydis in the get that if you don't write it, kol adrocham elu bo. We're going to say all of these things that the Mishnah apply that the kids are mamzerim and you need gitin and shilus also all this. It's pretty intense. That you're going to create specifically, as the Gemara points out, the mamzer. That you make the kids mamzerim because of a psul that you only created because of Shalom Malchus. So the Gemara answers in, yeah, Remeila Taime. This is Remeila Taime. You guys may remember this from Daf Hey. Damar Avnuna Mishmei Teula Oimer Hayu Remeir Kol Meshana Mimabeish Adav Chacham Begitin Havlat Mamzer. Shitas Remeir is whoever changes the form the Chachamim instituted by Gittin. Creates a vlab mamzer. If you change the form, the get is mamish pasul ad kedekach that the vlad is mam the eder on the side yotzei vlad mamzer. Okay, and over there you have to see the chachamim argue. Probably you guys saw an Iyun. What exactly the Chacham argued? Chacham also say there's a psul, just maybe not to the extent of a Vlad Mamzer. Okay. Lishum Malchus Yavam. Okay, so this is the first case was you wrote different Malchus, you wrote Rome. Here you're writing Malchus, you didn't exactly, you wrote Malchus Sheino Genes, which is a reference to Rome. Here you're writing Lashem Malchus Shum Malchus Yavam. So Gemara asks, again here, the obvious question, why tell me two examples of the exact same Yesod? We get the point already. You write for different Malchus, it's a problem. Gemara says, no tzrich, we need both. Why? Diyash minin Malchus Sheino Genes, if you only told me the Roman Malchus, which is Eino Genes. So there, I would think there it's possible mishum de malicha, because in the end of the day, they are ruling at the same time. So since they're ruling at the same time, there could be, as Rashi says, the malicha achsha, achshim malechas lafikach yiskani bohamelach. The melech is going to be jealous, like, oh, you're writing the other kingdom, you're living in our kingdom, you're writing about the other one. That's a chutzpah, right? We're going to get jealous of it. So there, since they're at the same time, there's going to be a cause of jealousy, you be miskani. However, so mishum of a malchus motai malchus yavan my dav ava. Maybe I would think that if you write about an old malchus, it's not here anymore. So okay, nishkafel, the guy's not going to get insulted about something which happened is over a bottle.
Why do we need badai and yavan? Why not just one?
We'll keep going.
What?
Let's keep going. So that's what Gemara said. If you wrote just Rome, we would think it's got to be a current Malchus. That's why we wrote Modai. Right? That's where Malchus Modai, Malchus Yavan. V'yishman Malchus Modai, Malchus Yavan, Mishum de Malchusa. Oh, you're saying why the two of them?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. But I don't know if that's a kasha, because that's one phrase in the Mishnah.
Not really. It's the same thing. They say the Shum Malchus Sheino Genes, and then they say the Shum Malchus Modai, and then they say the Shum
Malchus Yavan. I hear what you're saying. You're saying good. I hear what you're asking. That's a good ha'ara. Yeah, I always thought they go together, but in a chanami, why would you have to make, you could separate them as well. That's a good ha'ara. Okay, give me an answer, Jordy. Okay, v'yishman malchus ma'ad malchus yav v'mishum de malchus ha'abu. Aval binin ha'bayis ma'ad ha'ava. When it comes to binin ha'bayis, that for sure, ma'ad ha'ava, right? At least when it comes to malchus ma'ad malchus yavam, there, at least, it's the shame of a malchus. It's some malchus that existed, and you could have some kin over there. But if you're stopped talking about something that happened in the past, it doesn't exist in there, it wasn't even a malchus. So, okay, you're talking about some historical event. Who cares? Okay, that's why we need the Kaddish. And if you only spoke of Binyan Abayis, I would say, you know what? The Goyim are going to get upset because we are being mazkir our Shevach. Oh, the Jews are still talking about their glamorous base of Middash, they just care about themselves, they're not Machshav or Malchus. Aval Churban Abayis, if they're talking about the Churban Abayis, the Tsaru, they're talking about their Tsar, so then Emelo, maybe the Goyim really wouldn't be mocking about that. Tzricha, therefore, we need all those cases, that case also, to be Machadish, and even in such a case, it's a problem of Shalom Malchus. Now, just to be Medaiker, the Rashi, the Stama, a nice Chakira, to be Machriya here, or to try to bring Rayas, is the Indian of Shalom Malchus a proactive thing? That we want to create Shalom Malchus, or we just don't want them to get jealous?
Rashi says,
right? So Rashi kind of says, well, it doesn't mean Medaik, right? What Rashi means says, Mishalom Shalom Malchus, Shehei Lanu Shalom Imoyim, Shehem Chashuvim Anu Beinayim. But then later on, he talks about Shalom Yiskanu. So Yesh Lodim, exactly here, but first we'll talk about this.
Sorry,
what the requirement is. Yeah.
What
happened, happened. So they're not going to get jealous. You're just talking about an event that happened in the past. Go ahead. So you're talking about some event. That's not a reason. If you're talking about a current competitive malchus, right? So that's going to cause jealousy. Okay. Hayabim is because of Bemaira. So we said in the Mishnah yesterday, right? If you're in Bemaira, you're in the Mizrach, and you write that you're in the Maira. So that's also going to pass the get. And all Kol Adracham, Elul are Noig as well. Mat. So the Gemara says, who are we talking about? Who is in the Mizrach and writing in the Maariv? Ilema Baal. If you're talking about the Baal, Haino Shina Shmo Ushmo Shemiru Shemiru. That's changing the city, right? We said already that the thing is you can't change his name or her name or the names of their cities. So if you're writing in the wrong place, you're writing in the wrong city. So Elalav, so must be, what are we talking about? Not talking about the Baal, we're talking about the Sefer. Kedamalu Rav, the Sefer that we find that Rav instructed The Soifrim, the Chayin Amalahu, Ravuna Lasafre, and the same thing is true, the Ravuna said to his Soifrim, Ki Asvisu Bishili, when you are sitting inviting the get, he's talking to the Soifrim, when you, the Soifrim, are sitting inviting the get, in Shili, Ksoivu Bishili, write that the get is happening in Shili, where you are. Even though the Baal instructed you to write it in a different place, in Hini, but where you actually write the get, that's the city that you put into the get. And the same thing is true. When you're actually writing the get in Hini, you should write the city Hini, right inside the get Hini. Even though the Baal instructed you, gave over the words to write the get in the place called Shili. Tomorrow at the barbecue, we'll finish up. Woo!